Hello and welcome to the Discussion Podcast, brought to you by Hotwood Hall students. I'm Harley.
And I'm Sienna.
Today we are discussing the topic of collecting. In today's show, we'll be unravelling the world of collecting, finding out why people collect, how did this hobby start, how much of their collection is worth, as well as many other exciting questions. Stick around to get inside the mind of a collector. If you haven't already, please check out our other episodes to hear other interesting discussions.
We carried out an online questionnaire and we found that 80% of people collect and intend to start collecting. According to LEGO.com, a collecting is all about the thrill of the hunt, whilst their collections originally come from a hobby or an interest. To soon discover the excitement of a new find draws them in. Now we are going to hear from Harley about their experiences with collecting. So, what is it you collect?
Personally, I collect figures, specifically Marvel figures, Star Wars figures, Dragon Ball Z figures. I also have some Funko Pops, and that's about it.
What inspired you?
What inspired me was, I'd say, probably YouTube. I liked watching YouTube videos of figure reviews and people's collections, and it seemed like something that I could maybe start and then grow, you know. So, yeah.
Do you intend to make your collection bigger?
Yes, 100%. I don't intend to stop collecting ever. I think I'll keep going until, till the end of time. Right, now that we've asked my questions, it's time for Sienna's questions. So we're going to ask her about her collection. So here we go with the questions. So what do you collect?
So I collect mangas, which is Japanese comics, and I also collect some Funko Pops.
What is it that piqued your interest in collecting?
Well, I saw a lot online and that inspired me a lot. So I brought my first one and I got hooked, and I brought more and more until I got a big collection.
Okay, when did you start your collection?
Well, I started in around 2020 when lockdown happened, as I needed a new hobby and an interest to focus on.
Yeah.
And I was bored a lot.
Got Kelsey here as our guest, and she doesn't collect, it's actually her husband who did collect, and we're going to ask what he collected.
It always makes me laugh. I still take the mick out of him today, and I really shouldn't. But when we first got together, he used to disappear every other month or so to go off with his friends. And it was about 6 months into the relationship, he told me he was going to train conventions because he liked collecting model railways. And he was actually a part of a society down in Peacehaven on the south coast, where they took their model railway to like different conventions, and he used to work the track, basically, which I think is really funny. So yeah, when we moved up north, he basically said to me, when we get a house, we'll have to have like somewhere for me to set up my model railways, which was quite funny because it was never going to happen. And he's only just recently, so we've been together now like 13 years, and he's only recently just got rid of all of his model railway stuff from his parents, because they're moving from the south coast to be up north, closer to their two sons, Darren and his brother. But a part of that process was Darren going down and doing like a massive inventory of everything that he had, and it was unbelievable. He made about £1,000 because everything was in like good quality, and he had his own like layout. The magazines of Railway Today or whatever magazine it was that he subscribed to was almost as tall as me, which isn't hard to beat, let's be honest, but a 5'2" stack of magazines, like, you're taking the mick there a little bit. But yeah, model railways of all things.
Right, and how has this affected your life?
For me, it hasn't really, has it? Because he never got his room with his model railway. he never got his room with his model railway.
Right, and our last question. What were your opinions on this, on him collecting these trains?
Easy to take the mick.
Yeah.
It was easy to take the mick. I'm not saying that was right, because we all have our own sort of, like, niche things that we're interested in. Like, at the minute, I collect Pandora and tattoos. Some people would disapprove of that, wouldn't they? So it's very, like, personal to you what you collect. But I think early on in the relationship, because he was only young, like, he was 21 when he told me. So for a 21-year-old to collect model railways, it's quite... See, I'm still laughing now. It's so inappropriate. It's quite unusual, isn't it? Yeah. It's just an ongoing joke, just because it was just so bizarre at the start of our relationship. But
yeah,
he's very disciplined. Like, all of his stuff that he got when he was a kid was in such great condition that, you know, he was 34 when he sold all of his things.
Yeah.
And he got a grand for it. And, like, they were still in, like, their boxes. Like, if I collected something at a young age, like, they'd be worth nothing now because I've got no self-discipline. But I probably wouldn't even know where it was anymore. And it didn't change the way I felt about him. It just added a little bit of humour to our relationship and to our friendship circle, shall we say.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And goodbye.
That's today's discussion. Now you know all about the world of collecting. Hopefully we was informative and answered the questions you sent in. So it's goodbye from us and
good night.